Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Ngenda kusaba oyongere okumbuliza ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request to move greet your brethren.
Omugambe tukwaniriza eri entandikwa y'okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
You tell them we welcome you to the beginning of the worldwide call.
Okusinzidde mu ggwanga lyaffe erya Uganda.
Which is best in our nation, Uganda.
Katonda nga tuyise okukola naye omulimu ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi eno.
God has called us to work with him in his final work on the planet Earth.
N'omulimu ogwo.
And that work.
Nga ye revival.
Is the revival.
N'okuddizibwa obuggya okw'ebintu byonna.
In the restoration of all things.
Mugune ku nsi.
In the heavens and earth.
Bimanyibwe nga bwe byali.
To be known the way they were.
Bwe birina okuba.
The way they should be.
Era nga bwe biribeera emirembe n'emirembe.
And the way they will be forever.
Era ekyo nga tugenda kuba tukikola.
And that we're going to be doing it.
Nga tuyita mukuza obuggya enjiri ey'obulokozi.
Passing through restoring the gospel of salvation.
Enjiri y'obulokozi.
The gospel of salvation.
Enjiri eyabuliwa obutonde bwonna mu ggulu kunsi.
The gospel which was preached to all creations in heaven and earth.
Bamalayika gye baawulira.
That the angels heard.
Obutonde bwonna gye buwulira.
All creations hearkened to it.
So singa enjiri ebyenfuna by'ensi eno.
And not as the material gain gospel of the world.
N'okutonda ebyamagero.
And the selling of miracles.
Ekiviriddeko abangi okuzikirira mu ggeyena.
Which has caused many get destroyed in hell.
Naye enjiri y'obulokozi.
But the gospel of salvation.
Enjiri eyo bwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the gospel of the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu bwe,
and his righteousness,
mu bwakabaka obw'omu ggulu,
in the kingdom of heaven,
nga tubikkula ebyama,
as we reveal the secrets, ebyo
bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu,
of the kingdom of heaven,
okusembereza eggulu awo oli,
to draw heavens right there where you are,
osobole okuyingira,
that you can enter there,
w'obira Mukama omukubira akalulu,
your wave has shouted aloud,
omugambe Mukama tukwebaza,
tell him Lord we thank
you, kubanga osembeza eggulu gye tuli ku mulundi guno,
because you draw heavens to us,
bwasooka tutumanga ogamba,
when the first
center
say, when we moving, we say that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Brethren, you know how the kingdom draws near to you when secrets of the kingdom of heaven are revealed to you. And you know where you can inherit kingdom of heaven.
Did
you enter while you're still on this earth? The secret is this. The person to travel to America,
passport ajifunira wana e Uganda.
They get the passport while here in Uganda.
Ne visa.
Even the visa.
Na bera mukaka fugenda wa.
And they have assurance to travel.
Kakati guagenda muguru.
Now you're going to heaven.
Simanye kumwe muri mwa yagaro genda mugeena.
Anyone want to go in hell?
All
of us, we want to go to heaven.
But
not yet made a passport to travel there. Even the visa, I don't see it. Praise Jesus much. But as the nation called to lead all nations in the worldwide call, the time has come.
We
no more have any other waiting. The time is this. Satan, no matter what he does, this time alone, the nation Uganda, we have to stand for God.
Amanga gonanga vakatonda.
As all nations depart from
Uruno
God,
nawe,
this time me and you,
tetugenda kukiriza kuva katonda.
I'm not going to allow to depart from God.
Wabulo kuita amanga gono kuderi katonda.
But to call all nations get back to God.
Kansubire tuli bumu.
Let me explain to you together.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ne dobozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
And a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwina.
We love you all.
In the name
of our Lord Jesus,
Son
of the living God,
we've
blessed in this
ministry
of the full knowledge of God.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much. We've
best the ministry knowing has
the
full knowledge of God.
There are
those who
say
that word perhaps it is impossible.
Maybe
if you contend against the word of God.
And
the word of God spoke Isaiah 11 verses 9. That the earth will be filled knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. Now we have based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God to create there a new generation which is filled with the knowledge of God and his glory, that it can lead the worldwide call.
Katonda mwayisa amawanga gonna
where God has called all nations
okukola naye mu mulimu ogusembayo okusemazinga wensen
work with him in his final work on the planet Earth.
Nze nawe tuli bayite badda
me and you we are anciently called
okukola ne Katonda mu mulimu guno ogusembayo
to work with God in this final work.
Era ng'omulimu ogwo
in that work
waliwo obukakafu obw'enjawulo
there is different proofs
mu Bayibuli
in the Bible
mu byafaayo
in the history
mu bunnabbi
in the prophecies
obukakasa nga gwe Uganda
which prove that you Uganda
gwe musaali mu mulimu guno
you are chief in this work
gwe mukulembeze
you are the leader
tetuddamu kubongoota
we no more slumber in
terifuddayo kwebaka
no more going back to sleep
tunaweerezanga mukama ennaku zonna
we shall serve God all the days
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
amanya n'eddoboozi
I am by name and voice
omutume Ronald Hope Witness
apostle Ronald Hope Witness
fe tugenda maaso olwaleero
it's us moving on this day
okwanjulira okuyitibwa kwa Katonda kwazze asuubiza ensi zonna
to introduce to you God this worldwide promised call
n'enteekateeka ez'omuggundu
and the great strategies
n'enteekateeka ez'omuggundu
and the preparations
oba kye tuyita standard strategies
standard strategies
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
olwaleero
today
kye tusinga okwagala otegeere
what we most want you to understand
okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna gwe mutoke tugenda okulaba
the worldwide call it's the heading we're going to be seeing
okuyitibwa kw'ensi zonna
God is worldwide promised call
n'enteekateeka ez'omuggundu
and his standard strategies
ezokutuukiriza
of fulfilling it
na tusinzira mu ggwanga erya Uganda
as we base the nation of Uganda
okuva omwaka 2022
from the year 2022
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
simanyi oba omaze okuwandiika bw'oba tolina oguwandiika waakiri gukwate
have no where you write it you get in your head
nti omutoke tulaba leero
the heading we are seeing today
okuyitibwa kw'ensi zonna
God is worldwide promised call
n'enteekateeka ez'omuggundu
and his standard strategies
ezokutuukiriza okuyitibwa okwo
to fulfilling that call
nga tusinzira mu ggwanga erya Uganda
as we base the nation of Uganda
okuva omwaka guno 2022
right from this year 2022
bw'oba onootingawo ojjukira ekintu kino
if you note down remember the thing
nti okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna
that the worldwide call
Katonda ayise ensi zonna
God has called all nations
zikole naye mu mulimu ogusembayo
they work with him in his final work
okusemazinga wensi
on this planet earth
njagala ojjukire
I want you remember
okukola ne Katonda
working with God
kya muwendo nnyo nnyo
it is something of high value
naye Katonda ayise ensi zonna
but God has called all nations
zikole naye mu mulimu ogusembayo okusemazinga wensi
they work with him in his final work on this planet earth
omulimu ogwo ogusembayo okusemazinga wensi eno
that final work on this planet earth
ye revival
it's the revival
n'okuddizibwa obujja
and the restoration
okw'ebintu byonna
of all things
mugune kunsi
in the heavens and earth
waliwo abagamba
there are those who say
kisoboka kiti okuzza obujja
how possible is it to revive
ebintu by'omuggulu gye tutabeera
the things of heavens where we do not dwell
kino tugenda kubiza bujja
this we are going to revive them
bimanyibwe nga bwe byali
be known the way they were
bwe birina okuba
the way they should be
era nga biribeera emirembe n'emirembe
the way they will be forever
ekyo Katonda kya bulijjo kyayogera ku revival
that God all along is what he spoke of revival
n'okuzza obujja okw'ebintu
and the restoration of things
bimanyibwe nga bwe byali
that they be known the way they were
birina okuba
the way they should be
era nga biribeera emirembe n'emirembe
and the way they will be forever
Katonda yasooka okwogera
God first spoke
mbikola batuma essuula eno eyokusatu
in the Acts chapter 3
onyowa makumi abiri
verses 20
paka abiri mu lumu
up to 21
ng'ayogera nti okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
and he speaks that there is coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ
tajja kudda okutuuka nga revival yemaze okukolebwa
he will not come back till that revival has been done
wabula nga ate gwe Uganda
but now you Uganda
gwe waweebwa okukulembera mu ensi zonna
you was given to little nations
okukola revival eno
to make this revival
kitegeeza
it means
waweebwa okukulemberamu okuteekateeka ensi zonna
you were given to lead into preparing all nations
olwo kudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ
n'enkomerero y'emirembe
the end of the earth
yesu yebazibwe nnyo abatusomereko ekyahandikibwa ekyo
let's read that scripture
mu linnya lya mukama waffe Yesu
in the name of the Lord Jesus
katusome tuwulire
Acts chapter 3 from verses 20
ebikolwa by'abatume essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri
and he shall send Jesus Christ who before was preached unto you
naye atume Kristo Yesu oyo eyababuulirwa edda
whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
Eyagwanyizibwa okutwalibwa mu ggulu okutuusa mu biro ebyokulongoosezaamu byonna Katonda bye yayogereranga mu kamwa ka bannabbi b'abatukuvu abaaliwo okuva ku lubereberye
Yes.
Nti mu biro ebyokuzaalibwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
That in the time of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okufa n'okuzuukira.
His death and his resurrection.
Kyamugwanibwa Katonda asooka amuzzeyo mu ggulu.
It required him God first taking back to heaven.
Nti naye ekigendwa ky'okusooka amuzzeyo mu ggulu.
The intention of him first being taken back to heaven.
Nti alimuzza.
That he will restore him back.
Okujja kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo okwokubiri.
The second coming of the Lord Jesus
Christ. Nti naye tagenda kumuzza okutuuka.
Not bring him back until.
Ng'amaze okulongoosa.
He has been able to restore.
Kwe ku reviving.
It's reviving.
N'okuzza obuggya.
And to restore.
Ebintu byonna.
All the things.
Katonda byayogera mu bannabbi be.
That God spoke in his prophets.
Abaaliwo okuva ku lubereberye.
Those were there from the beginning.
N'okutuuka leero.
Up to today.
Ategeeza ki?
What does he mean?
Nti tugenda kuzza obuggya.
That we are going to revive.
Ebintu byonna Katonda byayogera mu ndagaano enkadde.
All things God spoke in the Old Testament.
N'endagaano empya.
Even the New Testament.
Bimanyibwe nga bwe byali.
That they will be known the way they were.
Birina okuba.
The way they should be.
Era nga biribeera emirembe n'emirembe.
And the way they will be forever.
Emirundi mingi.
Many times.
Tubadde tunategeera kuyitibwa kuno.
We had
ngeri gye kwenkanamu.
Not yet understood the greatness of this call.
Era nga bangi twogera ku kigambo revival.
Many of us speak of the word revival.
N'okuddizibwa obuggya okw'ebintu byonna.
The restoration of all things.
Naye nga muli twebuuza kiyinza kukolebwa kitya?
We ask how can it be done?
Wabula twebaza Katonda.
But we thank the Lord.
We tunaavira wano.
By the time we live here.
Tetugenda kudamu kwebuuza.
Okuyitibwa
kwensiyo natugenda kukola kututya.
The worldwide call, how are we to handle it?
Omulimu ogusemayo kusemazinga wensi bagukola batya?
The final work on the planet Earth, how is it done?
Revival eno.
It's revival.
N'okuddizibwa obuggya okw'ebintu byonna.
The restoration of all things.
Kukolebwa kutya?
How is it done?
Ekyo tuvaano nga tukitegedde.
That we live here as we've understood it.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga.
Because.
Mu Bible.
In the Bible.
Nga bw'owulidde waggulu.
As you have heard about.
Mu byafaayo.
In the history.
Tujja okulaba eby'aba European explorers.
What we shall see of the European explorers.
Ne mu bunnabbi.
Even in prophecy.
Obafuluma mu biro ebya
Released in the era of AD. After the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, they indicate that worldwide call.
Katonda mwatuyisa okukola n'emulimu ogusema kusemazinga wensi.
Where God has called us to work with him in his final work on the planet Earth.
Era nga omulimu ogwo ogusembayo.
And that final work.
Ye revival n'okuddizibwa obuggya okw'ebintu byonna.
The revival and restoration of all things.
Obunnabbi obwo.
That prophecy.
Bulaga nti kulina sinzira no mugwanga lya Uganda.
It's sure that it has to base here in the nation of Uganda.
Era mu mwaka gwa 2019.
And in the year 2019.
Twasembayo okuwulira okuva mu kamwa k'omubuulizi era nabbi Benny Hinn.
We last heard from the mouth of the evangelist and the prophet Benny Hinn.
Nga nabo balindiridde revival eva mu ggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda.
And them too are waiting for revival come from our nation Uganda.
Kyandisa okubanga okyebase.
It is operating, you're still sleeping.
Nsaba bakutereyoko ku ddoboozi eryo.
I request the play that voice.
Newankubadde nga liri mu luzungu tugenda likuddiza mu Luganda.
Though it is in English, we shall interpret in Luganda.
Kansaba tereyoko ku ddoboozi eryo.
Let me request the play that audio.
Tusobole okulabika nga tuliwulirako.
That we can listen to it.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
I tell you, I see a vision. I tell you, I see a vision. I see a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda. A mighty move of the Holy Spirit will begin in Uganda in 2022. I tell you, I see.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard very well?
Obadde towulira luzungu, owuliramu akagambo Uganda.
Though you don't listen to English, you hear the word Uganda.
Toka uride.
Haven't you heard Uganda?
Siga manti to manye ruzungu ngufuma.
Not that you don't know English are abusive.
Ngamba wenti nti wadoba toru urida.
Though you don't listen
to it. Gambo Uganda wakakola chi.
But you can hear the word Uganda.
Nanako ogera mchi.
And the one speaking is
Muzungu.
An Englishman.
Soko tudide muko katono.
You first repeat it again.
I tell you, I see a vision. I see a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda. A mighty move of the Holy Spirit will begin in Uganda in 2022. Exactly 3 years from today, a mighty, mighty Holy Spirit, revival, restoration will come to the nation of Uganda.
Kakati,
now,
yali Ghana.
He was at Accra. Accra, Ghana.
Nagamba,
and a vision came to him there.
Nagamba, laba,
and he said, I tell you, I see a vision.
Mazima,
I see a vision.
Uganda.
I see the mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Uganda. I see a mighty move of the Holy Spirit revival and restoration of things. And he said right then in 2019, it was the month of September, that it will be exactly 3 years. It means we've not yet made 3 years.
And
they are spoken of is 2022. The month, it will be September. We've called it it's not yet September. There are those who've been rushing on this vision. Vision says 3 years exactly from the month of September. Means the month will be September 2022. Where we are going to see the rightful beginning. But we
what
waited for that month. We have prepared hastily for been here for all this long.
Just wait,
which year will be, which month, which day, which hour.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
That's why today we have told you, we have come to introduce to you God is worldwide promised call and his standard strategies of fulfilling it as we base the nation of Uganda. Remember, there is nothing you can do except you have first prepared that work. Don't forget, I'm still greeting you. We've not yet started. But write down all these great greetings.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
You know,
a long time our nation Uganda. We have we've been called for all nations of the world.
We
had rumors passing out there that God is here in Uganda to do his final work. And that in Uganda is where springs the revival
and
restoration of all things, that they've been known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we cannot move without doing strategies. Why we've been called quick. As soon as you live here, I want you to go when you have the strategies of doing this work. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27, we prepare the work outside the fields. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27. Prepare your work outside and make it fit for yourself in the field. And afterwards, build your house.
Yes.
Prepare your work and prepare it outside the fields. And then you take it officially in the fields. And then you build. It's like this, brethren. Even though we're trying. You have heard of the worldwide call that to base the nation of Uganda. Before we prepare, the worldwide platform, we shall not be able to stand it. I want you to understand this. Every person to build the house complete it well. They have to first sit down, do accountability to see whether they have the ability to finish the house, lest he fails. And they laugh at him that he began in strength, but he's left the house on the foundation.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Oba.
Oh.
Orooza inza kuba kabaka chi.
You think it can be which king?
Ngagenda okutabara.
And is going for a war.
Nata soka kutula alaba majegarina.
It does not see first see the army he has.
Nagomurabewe.
Even that of his enemy.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati ngegwanga lya Uganda.
Now as the nation Uganda.
Nkuyise mama tata koja sengani wena.
Called you mother, father, uncle, auntie, everyone here.
Okwandulira okuyitibwa kwesizonna.
Introduced to the worldwide call.
Ukuo kusina no mugwanga lya Uganda.
That's basically in the nation of Uganda.
Nente katika zokutukiriza.
Even the standard strategies of fulfilling it.
Sagade tupakuke.
I didn't want us to rush.
Omanyo mwaka bwe gwatandika.
You know when the year began.
Twaulira abapakusi.
We had those who rushed into it.
Misinde ntibagenze muri
revival. Rushing they have gone in revival.
Kati yazikide.
Now it all got silenced.
Kuruno tuddamu kuzikira
baba. This time we no more going to get silent. Not.
Nize kwandulira enteekateeka ezigenda tusobozesa.
I have come to introduce standard strategies to enable us.
Muruka.
In Luke.
Esuleno. Eyekumenenya.
Luke chapter 14.
Abiri munana.
Verse 28.
Paka satu musatu.
Up to 43.
Ayogera bwati.
He says and speaks like this. Luke chapter 14 from verse 28.
Luke esule yekumenenya. Noru nyiriri olwabiri munana.
For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?
Kubanga ni kumwe, bwabanga yagalo kuzimbe nyumba. Atasoka kutula na balirira evye mirimu jayo. Obanga linebyo kujimala.
Verse 29.
Orinyo labi limo muenda.
Lest perhaps after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold, it begins to mock him.
Mpozi bwabanga amaze okuteeka wo musingi bwatayinza kujimaliriza bonna abalaba batanula okumusekerera.
Saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish.
Nga bagamba nti omuntu ono yasooka okuzimba n'atayinza kumala.
Verse 31.
Olunyalwasa tumu olumu.
Oh, what king going to make war against another king sits not down first and consults whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000.
Obaka bakachi bwabanga agenda mu lutalo okulwana ne kabaka omulala atasoka kutula n'ateesa ebigambo obanga ayinza n'akakumi okusisinkana n'oli amujira n'obukumi obubiri.
Or else while the other is yet a great way off he sends a delegation and desires conditions of peace.
Obanga si bwe kityo oli bwaba akyali wala nnyo atuma ababaka nasabe byokutabagana.
Verse 33.
Olunyalwasa tumwesatu.
So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple.
Kale bwe kityo buli muntu yenna kumwe atafiisenga atefiirizenga byonna byali nabyo tayinzenga kuba muyigirizwa wange.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ani atandika okuzimba ennyumba?
Who begins to build the house?
Nara soka tula kubalira.
He does not first sit down to count.
Okulaba obanga anajimalirisha.
To see whether he has ability to finish it.
Sikuruanga.
Lest.
Ajikomya ku musingi.
He ends it on the foundation.
Abamula byenga mutufu atekateko ogusema yumba.
Those who saw him prepare a great foundation of a house.
Bozi sema yumba zezichi.
Which are those mansion? A mansion.
Zikalina no kudda
wangu. Destroyed structures.
The skyscrapers.
Yes.
No jitandika ku wansi bulungi ne bagabanna.
And you begin the foundation everyone wonders.
Na bumusajjo oyo.
Look at that man.
Omanyi mbulamu wa bulijjo batolina nteekateeka.
You know in the usual life you have no preparations.
Zezimu ku failures zolina.
Those are some of the failures you have.
Okulemerwa okunji.
The much failures.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus, man.
Katira bako.
Now you see.
Kwatandika okwogera eri Satani.
We began to speak towards Satan.
Ntifeba Uganda.
That we Uganda.
Tugenda imira ku lwakatonda.
We are going to stand for God.
Kusinzira ku Uganda motto.
According to the Uganda motto.
Koye nange ngenda bafura abagwagwa. Temuina mitendera gya kutukirize.
He said to I'm going to make you into vile people. You have no strategy to fulfill that.
Ne tuvanu tugambe season na.
We came out told the whole world.
Era ne season na ne zichanu kulanga zigamba.
Nations answered say.
Nafe batugamba okwitwa kwesiyo na kwa kusinzira yo mu Uganda.
It to the tell us the worldwide call is to base that in Uganda.
Sidani nga awulira.
Satan was hearing all that.
kuyitibwa kw'ensi
yonna uganda
kangende uganda mbasumba nsooke
mbafaafaaganye
ne bawulira nti
katonda
atuyise ensi zonna
okukola
naye omulimu w'okusema kusemazinga
w'ensinaye
uganda
yakulembeddemusitaani
nakyo nakiwulira
omulimu
w'okusembayo
bamanyi
kyekitegeeza omulimu ogusembayo ekyo kitegeeza kudda kwa yesu ku nsi
atwale
abatukuvu
benaalimbaaniangende
uganda
eyonzikize
buli muliro ogugolokoka
oguyinza
okuyita mangu okujja okukola ne
katonda
kubanga temulina
nteekateeka
waliwo agala ne mutume lwaki onsonga
ensonga wano mu bbanga lino gweba
owulira nga gwe gwensonze mu yesu yebazibwe mazima ne bwe tunaayogera kuyitibwa kw'ensi
yonnaeggwanga
eryayitibwa okuyimira ku
lwamawanga ne
twogera ntwakuyitibwa olikulembera mu mulimu
ogusembayo
nga tetunnakola nteekateeka nkakasa tetusobola kukukola
do any preparation of a strategy we can't do this work
bino bye tupaala
this we rush
ne tuteeka amamotoka ku kkubo
tusowolayo emitwe on the roads get out of the rooftops
mbu tukola revival bwe tugenda tuvuga
amamotoka ebyo muli
ku majani nze mbabuli
that one you are joking I tell you
mwetaaga enteekateeka ez'enjawulo
waliwo
abagamba eyonjiri
y'abakuluogirabidde kukiyabakulu
mu
mwoyoesiraamu
mu bayibuli bwayawuddemu y'abatonabaku singa ekyandikibwa okirabyeko kino
kyabato
yesu yebazibwekatira bako ne mujja mulangirira
n'ensi
zonna ne
zikikonfaminga
revival
n'okuzza
obujja
okw'ebintu
byonna
bimanyibwe
nga bwe byali
webirina
okuba
ebiribeera
emirembe n'emirembe
eva
mu
uganda
sitaani nakyo
naga
tebamanyi nze mulimba
nze
nalima ensi
zonna
nenzijja ku mulamu
I put them off track
ne mpanyisa ebyawandikibwa amakulu n'enkola bwe
meaning of scriptures
ani agenda obizza obujja
who is going to revive them
Uganda
my goodness
nayingira ekkanisa
he came into church
nadda ku bakungu abakulembeze baayo
moved to the leaders of the church
n'abakyankalanya bonna ne beevuma
each one abusing another
babeera ku butuuti
they are on the pulpits
nga bafulumya ebigambo biri by'omanyi
besaagala
kuddira
words you know I don't want to repeat them
nayingira ebyobufuzi
and he entered politics
ne banyaga
and they robbed
ne banyaga nanyaga ne zibamuwadde omusaala gwe n'agunyaga
even the person robbed his own salary
tata benvazi
the father steals his own sauce
mama agenda zijayo mojulira
as the mother brings out to serve
ngatoto yaliddemo ebifi byonna
the father ate out all the meat pieces
yesu yebazibwe
nyo praise jesus much
bwe yava eyo sitaani n'ayingira ebyobulamu wano mu uganda
Satan came from there he entered the health sector in uganda
bw'oba tolina ssente abasawo bakula bakyamuli
if you don't have money the doctor will abandon you
n'alyoka ayingira ebyenfuna n'afaafaaganya biri
economic sector he destroyed the whole of it
bino ebyenfuna bajja kujjamu ssente bawagire omulimu gwa
mukama
yasooka kukozesa bannaffe ne balyoka batukuŋŋaanya nga bwe tukuŋŋaanye wano
first used our leaders they gathered us as we've gathered here
ne batusigisa buli kye twalina
and they made us sow out everything we had
n'ayingira mu mirimu gyonna egy'e uganda n'ayonoonayonoona
all the work in uganda is spoiled them
ekuliko gwa mutwe oba
mukira no work we are heads or the tails
puzi bagambye ekyenfuna kyaffe mu nsi yonna
they say that the product we sell most in the world
Rolex
chapati
yes
Rolex
Waruganda
brethren
waruwe chatubako na ebwe tutayimuka
something happened to us but if you don't rise up
ukakasanga ne kanise gwawo wetu
even church is finishing like that
abakulembeze bafe bachakirira mu nyanga
are still going deep down in failing
kanisa
in the church in the politics in the healthy
ebyenfuna
in the economic sector
ebikane nimi n'amawanga,
the social sector,
byamizanyo bakyayita
sitani. Satan got revealed of this. In New Uganda is the problem in the world.
And he said,
let's attack Uganda, ignore the others.
Nigeria,
let's leave Nigeria to bewitch. But when we reach in Uganda,
Mukanisa,
in the church, not only bewitching, open abuses, speaking vulgar and many other things. They knew that the only way to trouble them will come from Uganda. Praise Jesus much. Now we need a strategy. If we need God in our midst,
God
never moved in confusion, let me tell you. Now let me give you another secret. There's a reason why God never moves within your things, in your work, in your family, in most of the things you try to do, and you cry to Him. God cannot be where there is confusion.
You
have no order, you have no business.
He
cannot be where there is confusion. That's why I told you the 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 33, even the verse 40, and he says this.
1
Corinthians chapter 14 verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of order in all churches of the holy ones.
Kubanga Katonda siwa kuyogana, na yewa order nga mu kanisa zoneza abatukuvu.
Verse 40.
Olinyola makumi ana.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
Na yebyo na bikolebwenga nga bwe kisana era mu order.
Yes. If you are to work with God, God is not of confusion. God, He is not of confusion. But He is of order and decency in all His churches. And He says all things,
order.
Let them be done in order and in decency.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now this day, still speaking of the general heading of the worldwide call that to move right in the nation of Uganda in this year 2022, and the standard strategies of fulfilling it, that heading I've finished to speak of it in the brief. Now I want to introduce to you, in the summary, the worldwide promised call that to best in the nation of Uganda in the year 2022. What is it? You know, if you don't know something and it's not been revealed to you, it can never be yours. There is no way you can do it. For without revelation, people get destroyed. But we want to see in the summary. Write down in summary. What is the worldwide promised call that's to basically in the nation of Uganda in the year 2022? Yes.
Chichi.
What is it?
Bana, wewe nali wano.
All you right here.
Oli muna Uganda.
You are a Ugandan.
Oli mkwano gwa
Uganda. You are a friend of Uganda.
Echa kuisiza nafu.
Why we too we called you?
Why do
you pass with a Uganda when you're not called in the call of Uganda?
Now, I want
us get explained in the summary.
This
worldwide promised call that based in here in the nation of Uganda, what is it? Because there is hearing it and it sounds nice. Yes. Everyone wish it for themselves. Nations near and us.
Kenya.
Tanzania.
Rwanda.
Burundi. Sudan.
They
say perhaps it's ours. But what is it? Because we need to know it. As I'm going to begin, Ecclesiastes chapter 27.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29. He says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29.
Omubulizi esule yomusanvu n'olunyiri olwabiri mu omwenda.
Lo, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many devices.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omuntu kwegamba yeyagaliza.
Humans, they wish things for themselves. Everything he can say, it is theirs. Even they can devise many things. But those who own the worldwide call, I want God to prove that into your heart, that it is you, the Ugandans. But if it is not revealed to you, it has not yet become yours.
According
now we speak Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Let us read. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse
29.
The sacred things belong unto the Lord our God, but those which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
Ebyekyama biba bya Mukama Katonda waffe. Naye ebibikkulibwa biba byaffe era by'abaana baffe emirembe gyonna. Tulyoke tukolenga ebigambo byonna eby'omu mateeka gano.
Yes.
Ebyekyama bibeera bya Katonda.
The sacred things belong to God.
Obulaba okuyitibwa kuno.
That's why you see this call. The worldwide call.
Okusinziira mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
That to base the nation of Uganda. 2022. This year 2022. It is still remained in the hands of God who says it's for Uganda. Because if it's not yet revealed to you, and it's still secret, yet he speaks of it, then it is unto God now. For things revealed, they are what become ours, even for our children, and our children's children, to doing them. It means even doing we cannot before we get revealed of it. Now I want us to understand
God's
worldwide promised call. And he calls us to work with him in his final work. And that work is the revival and restoration of all things.
Basing
in the nation of Uganda. What is this? What is it? For before we are revealed of it, we may just wish it for ourselves as we've heard. Yes. Pastor Dodo. How do you see that?
If
it's not yet revealed us, then it's not yet become ours. Even though the one who speaks is God saying it's yours. But the way it's quickly to become ours and to do it when it is revealed to us. Even our children, revealed of their forefathers and their fathers and the children. But now the forefathers know you're revealed. What should the father do? What should the grandchild do?
What
the grandchild will do what? My goodness. The more we fail to be revealed in the worldwide call, now we destroy many of those in the world. Let me tell you, Uganda, nations falling in hell as of today, even this was of Ukraine in the war, you are the one murdering them. You know why? It's you who has their call to show them God. Anytime don't bring that vision, people get destroyed. Read me Proverbs 29, verses 18. Proverbs chapter 29, verses
18.
Where there is no revelation, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Awatali kubikulirwa abantu bazikirira. naye akwata amateeka alina omukisa.
Yes.
Awatali kubikulirwa.
There is no revelation.
Abantu bazikirira.
People get destroyed.
Fete tukomye obutabikulirwa kuyitibwa kwa nsiyo nange gwanga lya Uganda.
We the more we've not been revealed the worldwide call us the nation Uganda.
N'okukubikulira amawanga.
Even to reveal it to nations.
Amawanga jigakomye okuzikirira.
The more nations have gotten destroyed.
Kati Uganda ogenda kusonyiwa.
Now Uganda, you're going to forgive me.
Njagala okugamba bwenda.
I want to tell you like this.
Who are they siyaga amani?
It's you who has empowered homosexuality. You have not yet signed it in your government. But because you've not yet called the world, turn back to God. It's you they gave a trumpet to call them. You come unto God. But because you know you reveal that call, how can you envision it to others? Brethren, many things are being spoken in words thundering like lightning. Thinking of the call of this nation, of Uganda, on behalf of other nations. But it's not yet been known. Because if we knew, we would have worked with much strength.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But I want to begin like this. That God calls all nations right from the beginning. You, what you have to first enter that God, nations, he called them to serve with him right from the beginning. But you, Uganda, he gave you to lead them a trumpet, called them to understand that. That's why in the Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah chapter 41, verses 4, he says like this. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 4.
Isaiah sura ya 41.
Who has performed and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he.
Ani eyakireeta eyakikola ng'ayita emirembe okuva ku lubereberye. Nze Mukama ow'olubereberye era ow'enkomerero. Nze wuuyo.
Yes.
Ani yakikola?
Who has performed it?
Ng'ayita emirembe kuva ku lubereberye.
Calling generations from the beginning.
N'agamba ye Mukama.
And say he is the Lord.
Ow'olubereberye ow'okusemba.
He is the first and the last.
Eyakikola.
He did that.
Yagayita kuva dda.
He called them from all.
Buli generation yayiika ku nsi.
Every generation power on this
Mukama
earth.
Mukama yagiyita emuweereze.
God called it to serve him.
Naye generation nyingi ezigeze.
But many generations have perished.
Uganda.
Brethren, what you have to know, God, when he called all nations right from the beginning, they needed a leader called Uganda to leading the trumpet which calls them. First, what you have to enter in the head, the worldwide call is not a word of yesterday. It is an ancient word.
Many
of your forefathers have not done this call of God. They have gotten destroyed there in hell. But when he reached the last generation, he says, let me call this Uganda. For me, all nations in this call, that nations come to serve me. For they have gotten destroyed so much. Now I assure you like this. Any time a person tells you the worldwide call, first when it comes in the head, that all generations were called, God called you see that they are long back to work with him. But no one reveals this to you. Yes, you've done works of the world. But before God, you cannot report the way you built roads. When you abandoned the gift of evangelism and being a pastor. Many are within hell. They left and made a name on this earth. Roads were named after them.
Lumumba Road.
Even land named after them.
Bali mugena bakubendulu lwachi.
But they are in hell yelling why?
Bagenda bali ne banje lyobutaweereza Katonda.
When they have an obligation of not serving God. Now it is like this. We are all called anciently. And no matter how we pretend about that, God never changes that calling, no matter how you want it. And when we go head on to the world, we have to first tell them God called them long back. Praise Jesus much. When he speaks in Romans chapter 11, verses 29, he speaks as he says this. Romans chapter 11, verse 29.
Abalumi esule ye 10 nemu n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu omwenda.
For the gifts and the calling of God are unchangeable.
Kubanga ebirabo n'okuyita kwa Katonda tebikyusibwa.
Yes.
Kubanga ebirabo
for the gifts
n'okuyita kwa Katonda tebikyusibwa.
And the callings of God they are unchangeable.
Njagala utunulire muganda wo mugambe.
I want to look to your brother and tell them.
Katonda bwe yatuyita edda.
God when he called us long back.
Nera cha tuyita tannabivaako.
Even up to now he still calls us, is not departed from it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Oba gori kubichi naye Katonda akyagamba.
You are on what God
Mukuru.
Says.
Brethren,
come and serve me, you child. You are still wandering in this world. You'll forgive me, use such words. For wandering is too much. We wandering up and down. The word wandering, it moves explain we are strangers on this world.
Not
yet gotten permanent citizenship until we shall get back to home in heaven. That is why we wander shift places to another.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. What is this? I want in our heads, God help us. For we understand our strategies.
And
you know God called the nations from the beginning. According to Isaiah 41 verse 4. But God never changes the call. That's Romans 11 verse 29 we've read. Up to now
it
changes. And he say it never changes it. He calls you an apostle. There is your call.
Kati Uganda yawamu.
Now the general Uganda. How are you call? It's to mobilize the world in the call of the Lord. To come work with him. This time in the final work on this planet Earth. The revival and restoration of all things. But we have to use each individual gift.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. God never changes. Let me tell you, no matter where you are, whether you are in which village, God knows he called you an apostle, you are a prophet, you are a pastor. As all the gifts are, and you have to do that call of yours. Now, no matter village you are, whether you don't know, God ignorance never makes you innocent. Now, Uganda, you have a great call. And they have called nations. They called you to they understand that call.
Now,
Uganda, you have not yet understood what are we to do. My God. Will you proclaim to others before you understand your work? But now we've begun to understand it. Yes,
wow.
Have begun.
Maybe
people behind you don't list here. Should I get
off?
They draw close to you. There are those who have said, they have only spoken, take it. But I want you to take the worldwide call. You take it, you say, I take it. This is the great big thing. Praise Jesus much. Now you see. You see those Satan had made us get lost. God told his son Jesus. Go save them that I called them again. This time I called them a holy call. I'm not to change that.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Njagala kino mukama akuyamba okitegeere.
I want this God help you understand it.
Tudamu kugera ku kintu kinonga ekyomuzanyo.
Don't speak again of the thing Mwabu as a joke. But in understanding.
Okumanya Katonda ayita amawanga.
That to prove God called nations.
Katonda tachusa kuyitibwa okwo.
Never change that call.
Satan ne yatubuza abuza.
God said that made us get lost.
Yasala watumwa mwana we.
Decide to send his son.
Atulokole.
To save us.
Era Katonda demu ayita amawanga.
That God calls nations again.
Yes, we have as we
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. You know, in John chapter
3,
verses 16 up to 17,
we do not know
the meaning of salvation, most of us. God, when He was forgiving us as He saved us, He was forgiving us to serve Him.
So,
let's read John. John chapter 3 from verse 16.
Yokane sure yokusatu nolu nyiriri ole 10 omukaga.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Kubaka Katonda bwe yayagala ensi bwati nokuwaayo nawaayo mwana we eyazalibwa omuyeka buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula
Verse 17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved.
Kubanga Katonda teyatuma mwana we mu nsi okusalira ensi omusango. Naye ensolokokere ku ye.
Verses
18.
He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amukiriza tegumusinga, atamukiriza gumaze okumusinga, kubanga takiriza linnya lya mwana eyazaalibwa omu yekka owa Katonda.
Yes.
Guliwo ogumusinga.
What has been condemned of what?
There are
two words here.
For
God so loved the world. Is it not brought it back in the call? God said that made us get lost in Adam. God said, I have a plan to resume call nations serve me. I have loved it again. I've given up the son.
Someone
who will not believe the son Jesus is already condemned. What condemned of what? The case we committed in Adam. The sin of wanting to become God. As we eat of the trees and the fruits. As Satan when we eat, we shall be as God. That is the condemnation our way. But when God loved the world, that word, I love it much. He's not only loved you.
He loved it again
that he gets back into his hands. He gave it an entire son to save it, Jesus Christ. But condition of resuming to save us. There is a condition attached. He did forgive us just. He did just love the world again. For when he loved the world, gave his son. He was forgiving the world of sins. But the one forgiveness, he attached the condition he forgives the one who serves him.
It's
not what he says in
Malachi.
Malachi chapter
3.
Malachi chapter 3 from verse 16.
Malachi esure yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omukaaga.
Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and they sought upon his name.
Awaba abatya Mukama ne boogeragana bokka na bokka. Mukama n'awuliriza n'awulira. Ekitabo eky'okujjukiza ne kibawandiikirwa mu maaso ge. Abo abatya Mukama ne balowooza erinnya lye.
Verse 17.
Olinnya lwa 17.
And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him.
Era bali babange, bwayogera Mukama wejje, ku lunaku lwe ndikolerako, bali bakyamuwendo, era ndibasonyiwa ng'omusajja bwasonyiwa mutabani we ye amuweereza.
Uwulidde ensonga yotusonyiwa.
Have you had a reason of forgiving us?
Kumuweereza.
Serving him.
Nti olunaku lwalikolerako nga kati bwayitira mu wanga.
The devil will make up us today he calls nations.
Nga kwe naye mulimu ogusembe kusema zinga
wensi. They work with him in the final work on the planet earth.
Atusonyiwa. Omanyi Katonda sebo yatulokola.
You know God saved us to serve him.
Era mawanga yaddamu n'ayagala ensi.
And nations resumed when he loved the world. He gave up his son. When he gave him up his intention, one who believes is not condemned.
But
when we believe we sinners,
he
is ready to forgive us. And the blood of his son cleanses us. Now when he forgives you, when he gave up the son to the world, he again called us. In the old call that he proved to you,
he's
not departed from the worldwide call. What surprises most of all these words?
Uganda.
You Uganda. It's you committed to blow the trumpets, which calls all nations to come in this call. I want to first read in the 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 1 from verse 7.
Timoseo wechokubiri esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Kubanga Katonda teyatuwa fe omoyo gw'okutya, wabula ogw'amaanyi era ogw'okwagala era ogw'okwegenderezanga.
Verses 8. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
Kale, tokwatirwanga nsonyi kutegeeza kwa Mukama waffe, newankubadde nze omusibe we. Naye obonyebonyezebwenga wamu n'enjiri ng'amaanyi ga Katonda bwe gali.
Verses 9.
Olunyi olw'omwenda.
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Eyatulokola n'atuyita okuyita okutukuvu, singa ebikolwa byaffe bwe biri, wabula okumalirira kwe ye n'ekisa bwe biri. Chetwaweerwa mu Kristo Yesu emirembe n'emirembe nga teginnabaawo.
Yes.
Katonda bwe yatulokola.
God when he saved us.
Yaddamu n'ayita ensi zonna okuyitibwa okutukuvu.
He resumed called all nations in the holy call.
Kwe yali yalambika okuva edda mu lubereberye.
That he had marked from old in the beginning.
Nga bwe yatandise mu Isaya 41.
As he began in Isaiah 41. Verses 4.
Ng'agamba.
And he said.
Tyani akikola ekyo.
That who has performed it.
Ye Mukama.
It is the Lord.
Yeyita emirembe okuva ku lubereberye.
He called generations from the beginning.
Tavanga ku mulamu.
He has never departed from track.
Kati ekizibu ekiriwo.
Now the problem which is.
Katonda mukuyita ensi zonna.
God in calling all nations.
Yes, ggwanga lya Uganda.
He trusted nation of Uganda.
Okufuwa ekondeere.
To sound the trumpet.
Yagamba,
he says
Uganda,
that Uganda
yes,
is the nation
eretaka,
and the land.
Oba eretaka,
it's the land
eitulako egwanga,
which sits on a nation
erabantu,
and a people
abali wansi w'emigaja Ethiopia,
who are beyond the rivers of Ethiopia,
ku nsibuko y'omugga Kiyira,
at the source of the river Nile,
ogwamanyibwa ennyo ng'omugga gwe Misiri,
which was known most as the river of Egypt in the era of BC.
Nega abantu abo,
and he said also before, when they blow the trumpet,
ensi zonna ziwulire,
all nations hear,
ensi zonna zikoleki,
all nations
ziwulire. Kati Katonda,
now God,
mukuita manga gonaga muweres,
in calling all nations to serve him,
yarona mwe gwanga,
he singled out the nation,
nalirambika n'emigga,
he marked it with rivers,
nalagira n'okulagira munabbi,
even the written prophecy,
mu byafaayo,
in the history,
ne mu Bible,
even in the Bible.
Batu sebati awali enseyo.
How are they to reach where that nation is? That nation,
wefu wange kondere,
when it blows the trumpets,
abantu bonaba uliri,
all people should hear. But now you see Uganda. All along that call I heard of it. You know, in the
1995. Yes. I saw of a book here, it is attached on that year. Of the Apostle John Mulinde. Of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda. Even another ministry called World Trumpet Mission. That it is to mobilize nations. But you know where it got silenced from? Do you know where it got silenced from? You ask your brother. Do you know where it got silenced from?
Sitani ya chinya kura ya chikuwa
tukecha abau. Natched it, what happened?
Teruari na anteka teka.
They didn't have a strategy.
Okusoka biyona.
First of all,
kwa hiti tumanyina kuhiti kwa kutuwele.
We didn't even know the call given us. What is
wava
it?
Wava kukumawa.
It came from where it ends where.
Onteke deburu.
Have you understood well?
Chovula sitani ya chikuwa busu mangwa.
That's why Satan snatched it immediately.
Orusozi tuwai tuliao.
The mountain as we were there.
Narulikoba Yesu wabaka kumutwe.
And they have Jesus which come on heads of people. My godness. The other Jesus became into a ghost demon. He comes on the head of someone. I am Jesus. Worship me. Where have you ever seen such a thing in all prophets? Or in the apostles? Those are some of the things we need to revive that is not there in the things of truth. Stop turning the Church of Christ into a shrine. There are those who say now you speak like one with authority. Me, I am an apostle sent. You know, apostle is sent and he speaks what they told him to speak. Though I finish here, go back to heaven, it's finished.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I wanted to tell you like this. That I introduced to you. The worldwide call. God is worldwide promised call to base in Uganda. What is it? Praise Jesus, man. Expect you've gotten explained from when we were called up to where we are today.
Uganda.
Yet still Uganda. You are the nation and the people, those beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of the river Nile, which was known most as the river of Egypt, and you to blow a trumpet to nations, and you first tell them how they were called, to serving God, even to serve with God. Now we are in the last hours. Now call them to serve in the final work on this planet Earth. There is no more any other waiting. When you read in Isaiah chapter 18 verses 1 to 3, he marks us with the river Nile. You know, river Nile is what moves to Ethiopia. It goes to Egypt. But
it's
people beyond the river of Ethiopia. That they don't only have the river Nile in their nation. But their nation is divided by many other rivers. You're not the only nation in East Africa with many rivers. Which is that nation?
Uganda.
You look on your map, you'll see. Let's read this scripture. Isaiah chapter 18 from verses 1.
Isaiah sura ya 18 no runyiriri olusoka.
War to the lands with wearing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Wowe ense yokwakwa yakwebiwawatiro eliye mitala we migaja Ethiopia.
That sends ambassadors by the sea, even in a vessel of bulrushes upon the waters, saying, go, you swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the rivers divide.
Etuma ababaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi, ngeyogera anti mugende mwababaka abangu, erie gwange gwanvu, ere gwewevu, erie abantu ababanga abentisa kasoke deba berawo, na guno gujwa.
Verses 3.
Egwanga eryamanyi era erinyirira ddala. Ensi yaabwe emigaji gisazeemu.
Verses 3.
Olunyiriro olwokusatu.
All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see, when he lifts up a banner on the mountains And when he blows a trumpet, hear.
Mwemwena abatuula mu nsi nammwe ababeera ku ttaka ly'ensi ebendera bw'ewanikibwanga ku nsozi mulabanga era ekkondeere bwe lifuuyibwanga muwuliranga.
Yes.
Omanyi Katonda ng'amaze okulambika.
You know, after God had indicated.
Ensi eri wansi w'emigga
Ethiopia. The nation beyond the river of Ethiopia.
Nsibuko y'omugga Kiyira.
At the source of the Nile.
Which
was known as the river of Egypt. He said all those who dwell on the earth.
Everyone
who dwells in the land of this earth. When they blow the trumpet. You hear.
Kati Uganda.
Now Uganda. Where is your trumpet? Is the other you awoke in the 1995.
Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
At the Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
And
you put there
ne
a trumpet.
World trumpet mission.
As you say, the world trumpet mission.
Eriruddawa.
Where is it now?
Omanye olaba.
You know, you see, we had not yet understood well this work, how it is. But I wanted at least in the summary that you at least understand how it is. Indeed, there are many things you are going to get. But you first take your call. And you'll be worthy for every good thing you need from God. All the rest, they are easy. Miracles, they are food to the children. Whether a child went to till land or not at home, they have to eat.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But what I wanted to tell you is this. We are a nation awaited by many other nations. To tell them how they were called from old. God called them from old. That they serve him. And he called them and even gave them gifts. There is no one in the world without a gift, whether apostle or pastor.
It's
when we look at here, he said, perhaps I am a pastor. There are those aged in years, they are saying, leave us alone. God, did he indeed call up me? Now you who had not a reason why you were created. You want to watch against one with a reason why he created you? Do you have a reason why you were created? And it's your reason. That God, you created me because I wanted. That I wanted to be rich in this world. The reason I commanded you to create me.
Now,
God tells you a reason why he created you. You are wondering, oh my God. You think God created you for what? He said in Isaiah 43, verse 21, he created you. Let us read there.
The
anointing of scripture is the Isaiah 43, verses 21. These people have I formed for myself, that they shall show forth my praise. Yes. He formed the people to show his praise. The one who is around you, you ask God, said he created you for what reason? To show his praise.
He called you a apostle,
prophet, pastor, evangelist, musician, work of miracle, helper, many gifts. Did you have a reason why God created you? He had a reason why he created you. Because you wish life for yourself. You know how you say, my life, my ways. Which one did you begin with before you existed?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now God, he called us all nations.
Enough for Uganda.
And we Uganda,
we
beyond rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of the river Nile.
kuwakondere nga tugamba amawanga nga bwe gayitibwa.
We are called to blow the trumpet telling nations how they were called.
Okuweereza Katonda.
To serve God.
Okuweereza ne Katonda.
Even to serve with God.
Wabula olw'okuba katuli mu nnaku ezisembayo.
But because we are in the last day now.
Katonda ziyasuubiriza mukola omulimu gw'okusembayo kusema zinga w'ensi.
That God promised to do his final work on the planet Earth.
Amawanga tugayita kukola naye mulimu ogusembayo.
Now nations we call them work with him in his final work.
Tuli fenna.
Are we together?
We were.
Ekintu kino kitwale mu linnya lya Yesu.
Take this thing in the name of Jesus. Twale
okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna mu linnya lya Yesu.
The worldwide call in the name of Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Kakati w'oluganda.
Now brethren.
Okusinziira mu Zaburi.
According to Psalms.
Zaburi ey'enkaaga.
Psalms chapter 60.
Olunyiriri okutandika olw'omukaaga.
Starting from verse 6.
Paka olw'omwenda.
Up to 9.
Katonda ayogera bw'ati.
God speaks like this.
Ku ngeri gy'ayitamu amawanga.
On the way he called the nations.
Amawanga gonna gola mu nsi yonna.
All nations you see in the whole world.
Galina obuvunaanyizibwa obw'enjawulo.
They have a special responsibility.
Kuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
In the worldwide call.
Waliyo abagenda okukulemberamu obuwulizi bw'enjiri.
There are those who are going to lead in evangelism.
Abagenda okukulemberamu obusumba.
Those going to lead in shepherding.
Abagenda okukulemberamu obutume.
Those going to lead in apostleship.
Abalina okukulemberamu obwegayirizi.
Those to lead in the sessions.
N'ekiri kufe Uganda.
But it's upon us Uganda.
Ubategeza buli gwanga lyayitibwa kola wa kola mu mulimu guno.
Them which each nation was called to work where in this work. My God.
Wow.
Amazing.
Omanyi lwaki ensi tezinnaweereza Katonda?
You know why nations have not yet served God?
Kubanga Uganda tannazibuulira wawe zirina okwala.
Because Uganda have not yet told them where they have to handle.
Nsomera ko Zaburi tulabe.
Let us read Psalms we see. Psalms chapter 60 from verse 6.
Zaburi esuli yenkaga n'olunyiriri olw'omukaga.
God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkoth.
Katonda yayogera mu butukuvu bwe nti ndijaguza. Ndisala mu Shechem. Era ndigabagaba ekiwonvu ekya Sukkosi.
Verse 7.
Sokulindekawo.
You pause there.
Yagamba.
He said.
Yayogera mbutukirivu.
He spoke in his holiness.
Ngenda gabanyamu.
I'm going to divide.
Bano
bakolere bati. Work for me here.
Manyu agamba ekiwonvu.
You know what he said of the valley.
Bible yagamba.
Bible says.
Tutambulira mu kiwonvu ekyo kisikirize ekyo.
We walk in the valley of the shadow of death.
Yenseno.
That's the planet Earth.
Naye yagigabanyamu.
But he divided it.
Abamu nabawa okulemberamu obutume.
Others gave them to lead in apostleship.
Oyo ye Uganda.
That is Uganda.
Yakulemberamu obutume bw'ensi zonna.
The apostleship of the whole world.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyi abatume baagola okukennya mu Uganda, Satani yabakubirawo nga
no apostles when they awoke much in Uganda, Satan beat them once.
Ensi kyasinza okuyimukamu abatume
Uganda. The nation out of which has risen most apostles has been Uganda.
Gendo okinoonyereze.
You go research about that.
Naye baaba kubanga bakimanya Uganda etandise okuyitibwa kwayo.
They knew Uganda has begun its call.
Bwe baagendeyo wabweru waba atebanoza biki.
Abroad, I wonder what things they went into.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda yagabanya ensi n'aziyita mu ngeri ez'enjawulo.
God divided nations, called them in different ways.
Naye yakugambye gwe Uganda ensi eri wansi w'emigga gya Ethiopia.
But he told you Uganda beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
Nsibuko y'omugga kiyira.
Yes, River Nile.
Gw'oli n'ofuwe kondere eri bategeeza wawe balina okukwata mu kuyitibwa kuno.
Blow a trumpet which show them where they have to handle on this work.
Nsomera olunyiriri olw'omusanvu tuwulire.
Let's read verse 7. Psalms chapter 60 verse 7.
Zaburi esuli ey'enkaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Judah is my lawgiver.
Gileyadi wange, era Manasseh wange. Efulayimu naye yakuuma omutwe gwange. Yuda gwe muggo gwange ogw'obwakabaka.
Verses 8.
Olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Moab is my washpot. Upon Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph you because of me.
Moabu chechinabirwa muchange. Edomu nimukasukirenga toyange. Gwe Philistia, yogerera waguru kulwange.
Verses 9.
Olinyo lwomwenda.
Who will break into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom?
Ani alinyingiza mu kibuga ekyamaanyi? Ani eyandeeta mu Edomu?
Yes.
Omanyi mukama waliwo abalina omutwalira amawanga nga bo batume.
God, there are those to take him to nations and they are apostles.
Uganda.
That is Uganda.
Owulidde
You see, it divides roles. All nations have a special call. Yet people of those nations, they have gifts and different callings with them. Now you Uganda, the general gift of the call of Uganda, you are an apostle meant to call nations turn back to God. As you mark and indicate for them,
each
of their call, how it is where they have to handle in the work of God.
Now,
where a trouble has been,
yes,
we tried to move nations. But what were we telling them? Those days when you gathered in the call of this nation, what did you understand? Praise Jesus much. Now we are going to do one thing. We are going to pray a prayer. Uganda to get worthy of its call. Then even the other nations, them to get worthy of their call, God called them to work. Where I will end this service, I request to remind you that we pray together that we get worthy of our call as a nation sent unto other nations. As each one of us
is gifted
in their special call. For when we do that, that's where indeed we shall become Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Now,
you too, is where you'll be proven to be an apostle of nations. And you'll be given all that you need in this life, even in serving God. That alone is what has most pressed us. What has pressed church in Uganda. Not understanding where we are meant to stand. Church in Uganda, even Uganda as a nation. That's why you've cried within synagogues,
umakanisa,
in the churches.
Ningate,
yet nations abroad, they say, God is right there in Uganda. We look around where he is. How he's not yet giving us houses, not giving us cars yet.
Makanisa,
we are crying in the churches. Pastors are getting more
reals.
If you get revealed of your call, and you get worthy of your call, I'm going to get everything you need. There are those who have got started in churches. Paint yards, they are praying. God said, before you know your call, he will not give you. And if you know the son of perdition, God will not fulfill upon you Psalms 149. In that Psalms it says, give the evil ones to eat, drink, eat and die.
Now,
if he knows he has to reach you in heaven, he will not give you until you will get worthy of your call. You serve him and it will provide for you. Uganda, how you have tried to do all things to reach on the top. In those seasons, you were an amazing nation. In these days, you've gotten ruined because you've not yet realized your call. Look at how Uganda appears. When you look to their capital city, you wonder, my goodness. Even Rwanda, your son, is better than you now. Let's read 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11.
Abasesalonike ekyokubiri esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Therefore always we pray. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11.
Abasesalonike ekyokubiri esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Therefore also we pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power.
Chotuba tubasabira ennaku zonna Katonda waffe abasanyiza okuyitibwa kwammwe era atuukirize n'amaanyi buli kye mwagala eky'obulungi na buli mulimu ogw'okukkiriza.
Yes.
Labako.
Look.
Kyetuva tubasabira.
That is what we pray for you.
Katonda afa abagwanyiza okuyitibwako.
Our God makes you worthy of your call.
Na buli birungi.
And all the good things.
Bimwetaaga.
That you need. Buli mulimu omulungi. Every good work.
Tulina okuyitibwa.
We have a call.
Mulimu emirimu egy'enjawulo. Mulimu muli.
A different works in it.
Obutume n'obuyita obw'enjawulo.
Apostleship different callings. There are some of what have hindered us, this nation. You ask Museveni to go away. You've not yet even risen to touch where you're meant to stand. God says he takes them away for what?
Museveni
has refused to make our roads. He said Uganda refused to do the call of my nation.
So
let's first finish the big deal and go to the smaller one of taking away His Excellence, as you say. But if you don't do that, even grandchildren are still coming to lead. They are preparing for grandchildren. You say they go away, look at yourself. You've still failed to do the call of God. You say Museveni has failed to make the roads. Even those branches to your home, you will be the one to work on them. Praise Jesus. As you
pray,
has built hospitals. He said, where is the church you two has built for me?
That's
coming back for with us, Paul Malrick.
Lord,
we've built cathedrals for you. You see these church cathedrals around? He said, those are they what I'm coming back for church? You build them, call them church. Friends. You know, things need revival. It is you to call that building the church. After you say Jesus died for the church,
coming
back it without spoiled miracle. He died for the buildings. You church, leave how you've been abandoned. Look at how you look like. They have not built you at all. They just get all the money from you. You're not even worthy to go to heaven. They are getting money. I wonder on people play on the lives of children of God.
God
you the life of these children and you play with them on the world and you don't show them to go back to heaven. You're there troubling their lives until you make them fall in hell. If you give up on us and you fall there by yourself, you don't have anger on
when
this. When God took me the heavenly journey, I knew the anger and the bitterness of hell. I know what it means to be committed to your lives. I have to prove you rich in heaven.
No
one lost except the son of perdition.
But when
you are committed to a minister,
it
never show you life to reach you in heaven.
But palpit
that check, look to your neighbor whether they have grown those hair.
Can't
you look to such people?
Play
on your own life or your eternal life.
He directs
it in hell instead of directing it in heaven.
If
I direct you to heaven, you got angered. We know you are home. Your side, we know it. Bottomless pit.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Much.
But what is brethren is like this? We pray for every nation. First, our nation of Uganda. That we get worthy of our call. Or raising a banner. And blowing the trumpet. It calls all nations to serve with God. Now, there are aspects we're heading on to. How are we going to serve with God? We are going to serve with Him as we work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth. And the intention is to hinder the devils. from turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. You know the devils, they have a plan of turning the entire world into that of homosexuals. Even Rezibians, women marry women, and the men marry men. Why God has resumed call all nations that they work with him in his final work? That is why a question has been asked. This worldwide call, how are we going to do it? As we join on God to work with him in his final work on his planet Earth. That we can hinder the devils from turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. And we prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to speak a bit slow that you can write them down. The question asked the worldwide call, how are we going to do it? Praise Jesus much. As we join on God to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth, even our deal, there are two great deals to hinder the devils from turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. That is the first deal. The second deal, to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus, that was given this nation of Uganda. That's why you have not yet officially signed the homosexual bill. If we do not do this work, the world we are going to leave it turn into Sodom and Gomorrah. For the plan of the devils, it first spread within churches to turn them into homosexuals. Those who would have helped the world not turn into homosexuals. We have a gospel meant to come back and into fire. I speak of fire of the word. Praise Jesus much. We have to hinder Satan and his demons. They are the fallen angels who appear as demons of clans. Even their servants in religions. My goodness. In the one who is the leader of religions. Some days back he came out. He was trying to babble around with words. He's babbling with words. He said, homosexuals to their children of God. And he didn't he speak it openly? The Pope. They have deal you have not yet realized you're seated crying, shouting for cars and houses. You think it's what has failed God to give you? They serving demands us as a nation, Uganda. When we don't do this work, the plan of the devils was finished already. Of turning the whole world into that of homosexuals. Women marry women. Those having sex with robots. Church, we are sleeping. Recently, they got this was our sister. I hear Julie. Mutesasira. And they took away all the mercy she would have had of herself. And she marries a fellow woman. Some people say, apostles are going to be hated. No one can be hated. For no one can lay hold of me. Lay hold the body but the spirit. My spiritual head, you will cut it off, you will find it where? You still fear things of the flesh, may not fear things of the flesh. In the heavenly journey, I checked out of the body for 7 years, I would leave the body there. The body makes no meaning much for me. Maybe if I tell you as today, If we don't do this work,
the
Bible says in Romans chapter
9,
verse 26. Verse 28 to 29. He say, if you don't do this work and to join on God to doing it, the plan of the devils is to turn the whole world into that homosexuals. That's why many of you no more get married and married. You don't get married. Even you marry, you've chased.
That
demon of homosexuality pursuing you. Romans chapter 9, verse 28.
Abalumi esule yomwenda noru nyiriri olwabiri momunana.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth.
Kubanga aliko mekerezo omulimo ngagukola mubufunze era mbutukirivu. Kubanga omulimu oguli mbufunze mukama gwalikola ku nsi.
Verse 29.
Olinyo olabiri mu omwenda.
And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of hosts had left us a descendant, we had been made as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah.
He,
yes.
Katona kubanga agambi.
For he has said,
kubanga aliko lo
omulimu. For he will finish the work.
So ko chulia mu Luganda.
You hear it in Luganda. Verse 29.
Abalumi esule yomwenda noru nyiriri olwabirimu omwenda.
Romans chapter 9 verse 29.
Eranga Isaya buya soko okwogera nti, singa mukama owejje teyatulekera wezzadde twandifuuse nga Sodomu. Yatwandifananyizibwa nga Gomora.
Yes.
Atandise mu lwabirimu omunana agamba.
Gun in verse 28.
Kubanga mukama aliko olw'omulimu.
For God will finish the work.
Ngagukora mbutukirivu.
And get short in righteousness.
Era mbufunze.
And short.
Ngagukomekiriza.
Winding it.
Mbuna yesi nga mukama teyatulekera wozadde.
If God never left us a descendant.
Eryo kulembera mu mulimu.
Of leading that work.
Yegwe Uganda.
It is you Uganda.
Twandifananyiziddwanga Sodom
na would have appeared as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Si mulimu guno tugukola Uganda.
If this work we don't do it as Uganda.
Omanyi abasumba be Uganda.
You know pastors of Uganda.
Obaba weereza.
Or ministers in Uganda.
Mutawuse n'ebintu bingi.
You've meandered in many things.
Ebyo nasi kye kikwe kuyitibwa
kwa. All those that is not our calling.
Sawa zino njagala okutegeeza abasumba bwenna mu Uganda.
This time I want to tell all pastors in Uganda.
Nti omulimu gwe tulina okukola.
That the work we are supposed to do.
Ffe tulina okulema amawanga gonna mu kuyitibwa kw'ensi.
We have to lead all nations in the worldwide call.
Era Katonda ayisa amawanga gonna.
If God has called all nations.
Gakuli na ye.
That they work with
mulimu
him.
Mulimu ogusembayo.
In the final work.
Kusema zinga wensi.
On this planet earth.
Nti ekigendwa ky'okukola omulimu guno.
Intention of doing this work.
It's
to hinder the devils
and
their servants
from
turning this world as Sodom and Gomorrah. The world of homosexuals, men are marrying men, women marrying women, those who have bought different sex organs, including robots. Married and getting married fits
face.
They first entered into the ministry church. Now as we are here, pastors calls us one
sister.
Your wedding is worth 300 million. I prophesy. Yet in all the congregation, no one is worth 50 million.
It
means she has to be down there for years. You see what Satan did?
Akulangirako embaga
proclaim a wedding which will be impossible in your life.
Norio kokonkomariro
and you begin to be down there.
Baba tege kabisiaga.
They trade you for homosexuality.
Simanyo embaga ya Adam na Eve ya your sentiment.
The wedding of Adam and Eve was worth how much?
Osubiraria sentiment.
Expect it costed how much? Friend, stop playing on us.
I will
say Hebrews 14 verse 4. Marriage should be honored by all people.
Even
the bed to be kept pure. For those immoral people and defiled, God will judge them. We honor marriage more than material things. For without holy marriage,
we do
not have a holy family,
we
cannot have a holy church. Satan surrounded church. Children don't get married.
They are
Rastafarians within the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
If we don't do this work,
they already
made a program turn it into that of Sodom and Gomorrah. The nation refused to sign homosexuality bill. They begin to hate that president till they take him away. And they prove that. They put in place one who will endorse that bill.
At Uganda,
now Uganda, you alone if you stand, you're going to strike powers of homosexuality.
You're going to first target
those powers before you target
homosexuality.
And you beat powers which push people to commit homosexuality. Because the way a person you lust of a bomb. My goodness. You have a demon on that head. And you know even what comes out there? That you feel you want to pass behind there. That in the things of love. Indeed you have a demon on that head. And it entered in Uganda. It began to confuse women of pastors. Pastors and their wives. And they fell. It drives them to homosexuality. This one with the wife, this one I'm chasing. They know Uganda is the one who stand do a great fight on that. If you know this call and its intentions, indeed you'll get the power of it. For after getting worthy of your call,
God
gives you everything you need to do that work. He first sends His Holy Spirit. He empowers us
to start,
pray for 1 hour as Uganda. It will be a terror on this world.
Uganda just limited 1 hour.
Uganda stood 1 hour praying. That is too much.
After
been anointed with a powerful prayer. Prophet spoke 1-2 words. And he said, tomorrow, at this time,
the kill
of Poshu have been 3,000. It will be on 300
shields.
And he spoke not praise. You have prayed for 1 hour. What have you done?
You have not got anointed of praying this time. And you pray for 40 minutes.
You change something in this world. For you got worthy of your call. You know why you make noise a lot? Prophets made noise how much? And you tell me this prophet, and it took 4 hours praying. They had anointing, they just spoke.
Apostles were the
only one day, and the spirit enough, it was enough for him to come. You, how many years have you spent?
You've
gotten old waiting for the Spirit.
Mighty move.
Before you revealed your call, though you will call the Spirit, He will not come. What will you do with Him? You think to beat people down, that is revival? Think demons were the first, they overtook us in revival? But when you go in the shrine, they first beat you down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Beating you down is not revival, lady or gentleman. Then revival would have begun from the shrines.
For
demons, when they come on the heads, they beat you down in the shrines into the fire.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Are we there?
Maybe
I end here to this time.
Maybe
you're tired, you say we have lunch.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amazima kankana mafuta wegali agakola byonna.
Anointing is that to all. Kasama kama
aleta mafuta agayigiriza.
God brings anointing to teachers. It's why on here it holds redemption. It is what holds all.
Is
that what he said in the John?
After
he gives you a note teaching, it's the sick. If he does not give you anointing teaching, you know you'll not do anything else. For what is revealed
in the
if healing is not revealed to you, it's never be yours.
But
when they come anointing teaching, it teaches you healing. It gives you healing. Let's really see. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
Ebole yokane kisoka esule yokubiri no runyiriri olwabiri mu musanvu.
But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
Namwe okufukibwako amafuta kwe mwaweebwa ye kubeera mu mmwe, so temwetaaga muntu yenna okubayigirizanga. Naye ng'okufuka kwe okw'amafuta bwe kubayigiriza mu bigambo byonna era kwa mazima, so si bulimba, era nga bwe kwabayigiriza muberenga mu ye.
Yes.
Bwe tufukibwako amafuta kigaso okukola.
Get anointed. What anointing first does is to teach us. And then he proclaims in Isaiah, say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
for
I have been anointed
to
proclaim the good news to the meek,
proclaim
acceptable yellow of the Lord, to set the captives free. When the
teaching
comes, in it comes with all ingredients.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 61 from verse 1.
Isaiah sura yenkaga mwemu no runyiriri olusoka.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Omoyo gwa Mukama Katonda guli kunze. Kubanga Mukama mfuseka mafuta okubulira abawombefu ebigambo ebirungi. Antumye okusiba abalina emitima egimenyese, okulangirira eddembe ly'abawambe, n'abasibe okugulirwawo ekkomera.
Verses 2.
Olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Ti. Okulanga omwaka gwa Mukama ogw'okukkirizibwamu, n'olunaku lwa Katonda waffe olw'okuwalanirwamu eggwanga, okusanyusa bonna abanakuwadde.
Verses 3.
Olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
To provide for them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
Okubatekerawo abanakuwalidde mu Sayuni, okubawa engule mu kifo ky'evvu, amafuta ag'okusanyuka mu kifo eky'okunakuwala, ekyambalo eky'okutendereza mu kifo eky'omwoyo ogw'okukungubaga, balyoke bayitibwe miti gya butuukirivu Mukama gye yasimba, alyoke aweebwe ekitiibwa ye.
Yes.
Ensonga esooka lwaki Mukama akufukako amafuta?
The first reason why God anoints you,
kubuulira abawombefu ebigambo ebirungi,
breaking the good news to the meek,
amafuta agayigiriza,
anointing which teaches,
bwe gatandika okuyigiriza,
when it begins to teach,
gatandika okusiba emitima egimenyese,
it begins to bind up broken hearted,
gata abasibe,
it sets captives free,
garino it gambaza abantu ebyambalo ebijja,
those people with new garments. Then the glory of the Lord will be manifest.
If
someone tells you they have anointing of God, which comes from the Spirit of the Lord, and it cannot teach, I prove he does not have it. For what it first does, it's to teach you. Praise Jesus much. The difference between anointing of God and that of Satan,
yes, that
I cannot speak of now. But as I have told you,
okwitibwa kwensi kuno kwensi yonna tugenda kukola tutya
that this worldwide call how are we going to do it
nga twegatta katonda okukola naye omulimu ogusema okusemazinga
when we joined with God to work with him in his final work on this planet earth
ne point zaffe bbiri enkulu
our two main points
okusooka okuziza abasitaani fulenseno nga Sodomu ne Gomorrah
first to hinder devils from turning this world as Sodom and Gomorrah
you fulense nsi yabali ebisiaga
turning to in the world of homosexuals
asajja n'abasajja abeegadanga
men having sex with each other
abakazi n'abakazi
women committing lascivious those going with animals
abagenda n'ebibumbe
those with idols
abagenda ne robots
those going with robots
kumanyika twali ya maduka gogenda n'ogula robots naye mukazi wo baba
shops you go buy a robot and it's the wife or a husband to you
Olabye plan na mutayike yabasitani.
Have you seen the great plan of the devils?
Yeye jitwagala okusala ko mukola ne katonda bonna kuzinezeba.
What you want to cut off as work with God in his final
Echo kubiri.
The second.
But we not take season no lokuda kwa Yesu ali kumpi nyo dada.
We have to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ.
Wanga oyasubiza mba Philip.
For when he promised in Philippians.
Esura esoko nyoro mukaga.
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
Yagama nti mukomekereyo ali nokoro mulimu guna ukomekereze.
He said he has to do this work and finish it
okutuko okudda kwa mukama wa
Yesu to the coming back of the Lord Jesus
ndesi mukabonero akaliraganga mukama wa Yesu ali awo kumpi
one of the signs which will show Jesus is right close there
katonda langiri domulimu ogusemba okusema zinga wensi
when God has proclaimed the final work on the planet earth
wabula chali bwechito
but it was like that
wabula kumwenda chena mobili
in the year 1992
ne wava abasajja abava mugwangali ya Australia
and they came men from the nation of Austria
obaje tuita Austria
though that we call Austria
Nebajano mu Uganda
and they came here in Uganda.
Bagamba katonda aliwa no mu Uganda.
And they say God is right here in Uganda.
Akole mu limu go gusemba yo okusinzira no mu Uganda.
Doing his final work basing here in Uganda.
Wano wenyini wu
right here where you seated.
Mulukumu enda chena mo bele.
In the year 1992.
Bana ali ne myaka 5 joka wejiti.
It was only 5 years by then.
Chalangirirwa da gori no kulemera mo kwidwa kwensi.
Proclaimed old you are to lead the worldwide call.
Nawe myaka no kati joli
na. Look at the years you've taken now.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ninge chigenderwa.
But the intention
twakwasima mbotofu mukolo mulimo guno.
Indeed in doing this work.
Tutege kamanga guno okuda kwa kama afa Yesu.
We prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Asingani wa bantu abachi amukiriza.
That he finds there people who still believe him.
Kubanga basani bagala kumalawo bonna abachakiriza mu Yesu ebyaddala.
Want to finish away all those who indeed believe in Jesus.
So mira ba Filipo yetulabe.
Let's read Philippians. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
Aba Filipi esule soka nolunyiri olwa mukaga.
Being confident of this very thing that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Ngantegerede dala kino ngoyo eyatandika omulimu omulungi mumwe ali gutukiriza okutusa kuluna kulwa Yesu Kristo.
Yes.
Katonda atandika omulimu omulungi edda.
Began a good work in all.
Yagamba Filipo ene sura esoka.
But he said in the Philippians chapter 1.
Nuru mukaga.
In the verse 6.
Yagamba yategerira dala.
That he got confident.
Nakatonde yatandika omulimu omulungi mufi.
God began a good work in us.
Ali kukomekereza okutuka okuda kwa mukama wafu Yesu.
Finish it with the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Kato omulimu guno mukugukola.
Now this work in doing it.
Tutege kansi zonalo akuda kwa Yesu.
We prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus.
Katonde yatandika okuveda mulubereberye sura esoka onyo lusoka.
God began from old in Genesis chapter 1.
Ngabwa agamba ati mulubereberye katonde atonde gulu.
As he said in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
Yatandikanga akome atonde gunes.
He began creating heaven and earth.
Obujuvu bwamu.
Even their fullness.
Mulubereberye suli yoku
byo byo soka. Chapter 2 verse 1.
Wait gunes nigeria muliona.
Thus the heavens and earth with their fullness.
Nibigwo kutonde
bwa. And God finished to be created.
Wabula kati akome kerezo mulimo ogwo yatandike.
Now is concluding that work that he began of all.
Eranga akwasize gwangali ya Uganda.
He's committed it to the nation of Uganda.
Uvuna nyizibwa.
Responsibility.
Obukulembera mu mulimo
ogwo. Leading that work.
Okuspia heading omulimo ogwo.
Spear heading that work.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus much.
Umanyura ba
you know you see
ubobera mugavu wa matwa wotu
oh you are a deaf person where you're seated there
na kogea watandisotege
as I've spoken began speaking to understand
you tegera burundi
me and you understand me very well
yesu yebazi
praise jesus much
twawe bwada okuremeramu
given of all to spearhead
enteka teka zokuda kwa mukama wa
preparations of the coming back of the lord jesus
Wali wo doctor Mulamba.
There is a doctor.
Yeah, he doctor Mulage.
He was a doctor in Mulago.
But this time mtachali.
This time is no more there.
Bamuitanga Dr. Mathias Buyenza.
He was called Dr. Mathias Buyenza.
Mwaka gwa 2008.
In the year 2008.
Na ye mukama yamuwo kulisibwange gwanga linokulembera moteka teka season na.
Him to God gave him a vision the nation Uganda leading to
prepare the whole world for the coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Abuganda.
So, brethren. Concerning the worldwide call, God right now calls us to work with Him in His final work on the planet Earth. And the intention of doing that work
is
to turn this world into the nation of homosexuals, as Sodom and Gomorrah. In Sodom, women married fellow women, and the men married fellow men. Yet in Gomorrah, they used to have sex with animals. And they made robots for themselves.
They
also said, in those days they made robots, yes. When I'll come to give you details of all that, you will see that robots were made even then. It's not today that first made them. He speaks of it in Jude saying, they had sex with bodies they had made by themselves. You think it's just happened now? These are olden schemes of Satan. Let's read in Jude, we see.
Jude,
verse
7. Byateekebwawo okuba ekyokulabirako nga bibonerezebwa n'omusango ogw'omuliro ogutaggwaawo.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities about them, in the like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and giving after unnatural lusts, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Yes. They even made other bodies there. You know, these days there are people who buy the artificial sex organs. And they go indoors, they do act funny on themselves. Others there with robots.
The
act of the devil stand the world to Sodom and Gomorrah. They want the whole world to end up at least in the hell and the lake of fire. That's why they first exchanged the gospel in the church. And they took out gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And they brought in material gain gospel. And they planted the love of this world much in us. You find a born again spent 10 years in salvation. You ask him, you going to heaven? That yes. You are going with which body? Just as I'm here.
That
does not know that flesh and blood cannot inherit heaven.
I know close
the body from heaven while still on this earth. Take it, the finger of God is moving. Praise Jesus much. Now a problem came along. We have to prove the work is done immediately. Now I want to answer the next question. Because this work is a marvelous work and a miracle. God proclaimed it in the whole world. According to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21-22. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28. Verse 21 and 22. He says this on this
work.
Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 21.
Alisunguwala ngabo yasunguwalira mu kiwonvu ekyegibioni. Akole omulimu gwe ogw'ekitalo era atuukirize ekikolwa kye eky'ekitalo.
For the Lord shall rise up as on Mount Perazim. He shall be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his alien act.
Verse 22.
Now therefore be not mockers, lest your bounds be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a destruction even determined upon the whole earth. Yes. He has risen to do a work, a marvelous work, in the
earth.
Which are alien within it. Those you cannot easily see. Miracles and wonders you have never seen. And he says that he determined this on the whole world. It is a worldwide call. It's the final work on this planet Earth. And he said, you mockers, be careful. For he is supposed to do it. I prove as we've sat here. We are like, how many people, if you see? Like
600.
Out of us, when it comes 300, and we are ready, you are going to see fire. The fire of the word. Because I want us to do a preparation, which is bigger than here.
And
I'm going to speak to our ushers. The deacons. After you finish, you've gotten space. You go
recording
the book that me I'm going to minister. Then I'm going to tell you the secret we are going to do here. We want to sit here to the month of September. And there are men and women filled of the anointing, teaching, which explains the world. For me, I don't want to be alone. Then I thunder with these words as you hear them. We are going to thunder together. Yes. We are going to thunder all together.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. But the third question. This work, the final on the planet Earth. Even its intentions. Of hearing devils turn the world into Sodom and Gomorrah and preparing for the coming back of Jesus Christ, according to how the world is messed up, how can we do this work? Sure. How can we do this work? For the intentions
that
to hear the devils from turning the world to Sodom and Gomorrah. The second,
God
mentions for the coming back of Jesus. How are we going to do that? We are going to pass through doing revival and restoration of all things, that they will be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Because Satan's target is this.
Yes, one had did.
Jesus, when he will be coming back, that it does not find people who are in faith. And even the faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Now what he did, he got the Bibles mixed beyond them. He changed in this one, even in this one, and in this one. This one is subtracted, subtracted, added others. What you find here is not in this one.
Now
when you look, all Bibles you have, mostly those with English versions, this explained
in another.
Now what is the right of them? Why is God telling us to revive them? The pastor, the way he explains them is wrong. You know what he says? Ezekiel 37, verses 1. Up to 3. The bones in the valley.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
They're
born in the valley. And they're dry bones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your business.
That is your business. That's your pocket.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, I see him fill up your bright pockets.
Verse
7 will speak saying, bones in the valley, children of Israel, no pocket, not a saucepan. But
into
they twisted him, things need to be revived. Satan has a wild will. He wants when Jesus will come back. And there are no people who believe. Those who believe in faith come from hearing. And they hate the Bible. They speak this one. Pastor, each one explains his own.
They're
the other come out. The one who leads a lead of religion.
The Bible is outdated.
He said, Bible, if Bible, we are going to
break
another. You see them? You see their deal? And go say, you're joking. I'm going to bring a fire in the world.
Yeah. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
brought a fire right in Uganda.
The
fire of the world of God, which is consuming. When you hear it, you confirm that. If we have many like apostles, Satan woe unto him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. My goodness. Our Lord Jesus said, Satan's target is one. That him when he will be coming back. With all people, they are no more in faith. Because Satan would have turned upside down all things in their meaning.
And
we are in the midst of mistakes in the deep pits. In Luke 18, verse 8, he speaks this on that issue.
Luke chapter 18,
verses 18.
Mbagamba nti alibalamula mangu. Naye omwana w'omuntu bw'alijja, aliraba okukkiriza ku nsi.
I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
Hey,
yes. The Son of Man, when he will come, will he find faith on the earth? People still believe in hearing the word. See your ear, each shoe to hear. I see the finger of, you know what happened with the ears? To hear the word,
I see
the hand of God.
You have
sword in this shoe.
You
have tried from America. It has anointing. You want such.
You don't want
to hear the word. Satan puts you in snares and traps of finishing faith in the world. Romans 10, verse 17. Bible says, let's read we hear. Romans chapter 10, verse
17.
So then, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. Faith. It comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Anytime you hear stories, you know, I had a story one day that this person went to heaven and he found there slums in heaven. Slums and structures not complete. And it's a story. You believed it. Jesus left the world John 14.
He said,
Father's house, there are many stored mansions. That if it wasn't that, I wouldn't have told you.
How
come with your stories you died? I found structures in heaven.
Others,
they are still on foundation. The weeds are drawn in them. That others, and they were like slum structures of Katanga in Uganda.
In
whose heaven of our living God, my friends, if you minister on this
earth
and you just put a brick on your structure, who deceives you? Hebrews 11, verse 10 downwards. God built us a city, not angels, laid foundations, built it. Read Hebrews 11, 16. God ashamed to be called our God, for he prepared us a city. How say there is a slum there? These people went to the ocean.
Let's come back to the words.
Kubanga revival.
For this revival.
Or
this final work on the planet
revival.
Earth. It's the revival. And the restoration. Of all things. Known the way they were. The way they should be. The way they will be forever.
Revival
means to beat you down. If you want such revival, that begins from the shrines. You go worship demons, they come on the head and they beat you in the fire.
But
revival of God does not mean that. It lay hold of the lives of everything. Yet it passes through the words. Bible says, 1 Timothy chapter 4, and the verse 1, that in the last days, people will depart from the faith. Many of you have departed from faith. You are in stories. Pastor travels America. What is that? After you traveled there, what happened to you again? First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Nti munaku ezoluvanyuma walibawo abaliva mukukiriza ngabawulira emyoyo egichamya n'okuyigiriza kwa basetani.
Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Yes. In the last times, people will depart from the faith as they hear deceiving spirits and the doctrines of demons. Remember, rightful faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
And
what the devils did, and they brought material again, gospel of the world. Read one verse. In this overnight, John chapter 3, verses 3,
and Nicodemus
moved in the night.
You are in this overnight tonight.
You are the Nicodemus of tonight. God does not know you by your name. Are you Nicodemus? God knows the stars of heaven and their name he forgot. Are you Nicodemus in that overnight?
See
how your things have passed you. You sit in a position of another.
Nasoma. And you
can't enter the kingdom of God unless you're born again.
Business
gets born again. They have spoken of you, not the business.
Yes,
yes, Jesus.
Jesus.
We take that.
God is mad to tell you
get born again and does not speak that to your business.
Because
scripture speaking of business, you are not the Bible to twist what means another.
Yes, yes,
Jesus.
Amina.
Before you shouted amen and take it, now you see. What is the problem? Do we have children of God out there? Bible says, those of God hear the words of God. Now you see,
what was plan yaba Satan?
There is a plan of the devils finish faith from the world coming from hearing the word of God. Demons teaching other things.
That you send it to
the gospel we are in material gains of the world. Deceiving spirits are many. I heard that they took the other to heaven and he reached in heaven.
Now,
Jesus was out on the side of people who are so righteous in heaven,
like
that. That this we are not so righteous
and they are
in their funny structures in heaven. In heaven.
Now,
Jesus, when he wanted to cross fights, he would turn to a lion, want to devour them besides. He said that I put that lion on Judah. Now, it took them way to heaven to devour them from there.
Those message
to prove they are wrong. And as if they tell us, though you don't mind to be so righteous, you'll make it there. You will enter.
Yet,
holiness, no one will see him. Those stories they brought in the world. God to tell you, I want revival of all things. The way they were, the way they should be, and the ways they will live forever. And he knew there are things which got errored. I wonder men who speak of revival in the city of Kampala. Those abroad, they gave up on that. They know Uganda is to bring revival. Those speaking of revival in Uganda here, if you are the one sitting in the throne of God, and it's you, God, who teach how to profit, you can beat them of what they speak. For speaking what you did today, and they ashamed your name.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, So
in the Acts, chapter 3, verse
20-21,
he said revival is to be done. Even restoration.
In
all things God spoke in his prophets. Bible spoke of what in all things in heaven
that
truth, how is it? There are some of the images you see before here in the journey of heavens. The heavenly biblical journey.
It
went to see how things were. How are they meant to be? How will they be?
But
to tell someone that in heaven, if you
will
be so righteous, you'll be in those funny structures of heaven. Yet they are not there. But you are in your stories telling us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Time is moving quick. But
need
to let me increase speed.
Yes, yes.
Praise
God.
Let's read in the Acts, we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume, esura eyokusatu, n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri.
Acts chapter 3, verses 20.
Naye atume Kristo, eyababuulirwa edda, ye Yesu.
And he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you.
Verse 21.
Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Yes. God is reviving all things in his prophets right from prophet Adam. That what is Paul. Those are what he wants, that they be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Those he spoke, of what is in the world, even of those in the heavens, even above all the heavens,
that
they be known straight the way they were.
God said,
I want to revive all things.
He said,
spoke in the mouth of his prophets. Study the meaning. And he told you hell is in the ground.
Yet
Bible tells you it's in the kingdom of the stars. Right in the sky.
Born again,
we pray a prayer, they say. I saw demons. And they come from hell. And they attack the church. You
say,
in hell, the hell, you speak of hell, they came from hell. You think hell is a stell open like that? You find someone, you say, where are you going? I'm going to the church. Then you, who are you?
Baba,
now where are you coming, as you say? Or the synagogue? Or to the church? Who is the church? And who goes to the other?
Yes, you ever see where?
Praise Jesus.
Amina.
Even the words are overturned. I am going to the church to pray. Are you not the one they're going to come back without spot nor wrinkle? Now we almost sorted.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
Even
the language usual we speak. A person goes to say, friends, let's go bury the late John. What are you talking about? The late means someone
called.
And you're going to bury the one who went? No. They don't bury the late John. Let's bury the body of the late John. For John checked out
to us.
We remained with his body. Those who read the news, they say announcement. Now the dead body, it is to be buried.
This
person is eternal house. Who is this person we escort?
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Now, this God speaks to revive.
These
big scriptures were speaking and lighting on everything. In their truth, as it came speak in the prophets were there. But we errored in them. We've made faults in them. Twisting their meaning, subtracting, adding in them, something destroying nations. I may not end here. I've not even reached anywhere it is lunch.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. Because I wanted to show you this revival, how it's going to be.
And
let me start from there when we come. Let's first rise up on our feet.
We
pray a prayer to be made worthy of our call. I want when we come back, we move God explains this revival, how is it going to be?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And then go when you've understood very well. Let's raise up our voices. Ask God as we pray to him. And we ask him for gifts. Us. Makes us worth of our call that we spend many years and we've not understood it, we've denied it, and we refuse stand for the nations, but this time alone we are ready.
If
God is going to meet you
and
works on all the other things, all the rest. I want you to focus on one thing. God, we pray to him, he makes us worthy of our call. The rest he will add them to you. The sick will be healed.
But with
different problems,
God is
work on your issues, for you've worked on his work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father in heaven Almighty, King of Kings, see,
so
you told us
on
Isaiah 48
verse
17,
see,
I'm going to teach you the prophets and to show you the way to take. See, this day
we are
the worldwide call,
invest
in the strategies
to
fulfill that call.
In Uganda,
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 Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda, Uganda
kubanga otugambye zaburi enkaga onyola omukaaga okutuka olw'omwenda nti laba otugabidde okuyitibwa okw'enjawulo owooluganda yimusa eddoboozibyo osobole okutegeesa katonda nti atugambye olunaku olwaleero tusabe essaala uganda egwanirwe okuyitibwa kwayo nabwe okuwuliddeko mufunze era nga bwetugenda okwongera okunyonnyoka kubanga agambye batasonika ekyokubiri esuula esooka onyola ekkumi n'olumu nti tubasabira mugwanire okuyitibwa kwammwe na buli birungi byonna ebigwanidde olwa buli muwa mulungi mukama tukakala wansi omukono gwe kabakabakabaka ng'eggwanga lya uganda mukama tukakala wansi omukono gw'essebo kulw'amawanga gonna mukama agabadde gazikirira mukama nga tujja tusaba otusaasire nga tujja tusaba otusonyiwe kubanga gwe kitaffe era batwali tuyigirizibwa okusaba twategeeza omukama waffe yesu mu lukesu lw'ekkumi n'emu olw'okubiri nibwe tuba tusaba tusabe nti kitaffe ali muggulu sebo erigwe gye tuze mukama gwe kitawe waffe vekka abakabakabaka bayibuli ekwogerako sebo omuyinza w'ebintu byonna okusira amatayisula abiri mu esatu olunya olw'omwenda temanga ekiramu omulaku wonse kubanga kitamu ali omu ali muggulu aye kitaffe ow'omuggulu gwasinzira waggulu w'eggulu tukakala wansi omukono gwo leero ng'eggwanga lya uganda sebo otusaasire tuze munamuleku namulondo we mukama tetuze kulinyirira mpyazo naye tuze mukama natusaba otukkirize tubeere ezadde eryo kubanga wayogera ng'osinziira mu yeremiya esula ey'okusatu onyola ekkumi n'omwenda tinandi batadde ntya mu baana era naye we mukyukanga mumpite nga taata so temuddanga mabega owooluganda yimusa eddoboozi lyo waakirigwa oba toyagala kwesabira nsabire eggwanga lya uganda mukama agenda kuba atusomolola mukama agenda kuba atusisinkana yimusa eddoboozi lyo yimusa eddoboozi lyo kubiriza akuliraanye omugambe nti kaakano tusinda lwa mawanga kaakano tusinda lwa mawanga taata atugwanyiza okuyitibwa kwaffe tusobole okuyimira mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma mu kuyitibwa kwaffe nga leero era mmanyigwa omulwadde abadde alina kansa gwabadde alina sereebo gwabadde alina ebizibu eby'enjawulo mukama akusisinkana kubanga ogwanira okuyitibwa kwe leero kubanga ogwanira okuyitibwa kwe leero waliwo okugwanira okuyitibwa kwe leero yimusa eddoboozi lyo ogende mumaaso omugambe mukama nzuuno nzuuno mukama nkyaludde ebbanga eddene na uganda mukama nasikola kwagala kwo mukama naye nga bwewategeeza nti byagala kolewo mu nsi n'ebikolebwa mu ggulu mukama nange nzize leero okola okwagala kwo mukama okola okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna nzize okwegatta ku mulimu okusaba okusamazika w'ensi yeeza uganda mukama yeeza uganda mukama nsaba onsaasire onzikirize nsaba onsaasire onzikirize mukama nzikiriza mbeerewo mukama mukama nzikiriza mukubeerawo kusobokabakabakabaka nzikiriza sobokabakabakabaka tonzijako omukono gwo mukama bayibuli yegamba mu zaburi nti mukama tonzijako omwoyo gwo omutukuvu era tongoba mu maaso go tonzijako omwoyo w'omutukuvu nza uganda mukama nzija mukubeerawo ko mukama nzigakala wansi omukono gwo olunaku olwaleero mukama nwanyiza okuyitibwa kwange nwanyiza okuyitibwa kwange leero leero mukama nza uganda yimusa eddoboozi lyo w'oluganda baaka oluganda gw'okwata ku mukono awo omuŋambire muganda wange yeffe uganda wa leero yeffe uganda wa leero mukama atusaasire mukama atusonyiwe obutali butuukirivu bwonna okusobya kwonna tusobole okwanira okuyitibwa kwaffe kwamaze ebbanga ddene n'alangirira mu bayibuli n'alangirira mu byafaayo bannabbi abangi okuva mu uganda newabweru wa uganda mukama nzikakkana mukama nzikakkana wansi w'omukono gwo mukama nzikakkana wansi w'omukono gwo kabakabakabaka onyimusa ebiro nga bituuse onyimusa ebiro nga bituuse nga leero mukama bino byebiro byaffe mukama bino byebiro byaffe laba mukama otubikulidde yimusa eddoboozi lyo w'oluganda sikuwulira sikuwulira bw'osaba sikuwulira yimusa eddoboozi lyo mugambe mukama nzuuna ezadde lyo nzuuna omwana wo kabakabakabaka nanyini buyinza nzikakkana wansi omukono gwo waasuubiza mukolekaana esooka essuula esooka onyola omunaana paka olw'ekkumi bwe nzikiriza nga ni mwonoonyi nawe oli mwetegefu okusonyiwa omusayi gw'omwana wo guntukuze leero nze uganda mukama era weewaawo kabakabakabaka waasuubiza mukama n'ogamba mungere essuula esooka abiri musatu mukkiriza okunenya kwange bafukeko omuwanga omutukufu mukama tukkiriza okunenya kwo leero tukkiriza okunenya kwo tukkiriza okunenya kwo mukama otunenyezanga eggwanga tuzikiriza amawanga mangi olwobula tukkiriza kuyitibwa kwaffe mukama naye leero leero yesu leero leero omwoyo omutukuvu leero kitaffe waggulu w'eggulu tukakala wansi omukono gwo tukakala wansi omukono gwo otusaasire otusaasire ng'eggwanga lya uganda otusonyiwe tutangiza okuyitibwa kwaffe kabaka wabakabaka tetukyaddira nate kukwono nasaba katonda waffe kubanga oyogera mu zaburi eyataano mwemu isaddaka ya katonda yememenyese era omutima ogubonerede ayi mukama twagugayenga leero tukakana wasi mukono gwo otuwe ekisuubizo ky'omwoyo mutukuvu otusibe ekisuubizo ky'omwoyo mutukuvu tutegeere ekigambo ky'omukama n'amaanyi agali mu kigambo sobakabakabakabaka kubanga obwakabaka bwa katonda sikulya nakunywa naye kigambo n'amaanyi otuwe ekigambo ekijjudde obuyinza otuwe ekigambo ekijjudde obuyinza ayi kabakabakabaka tuyimusa amalobozi gafa gy'oli olunaku olwaleero yeffe uganda nga bootulaba wano yeffe uganda mukama abatume baali kumi na babiri ne banyweza endagaano empya nofe tusukalo kumi na babiri leero tuli bangi leero mukama tuyimusa emitima gyaffe nga uganda onyweza eggwanga lya uganda ng'osinzira kufa mukama wali mubiro bya gidiyoni mukama baali bisatu abayimirira ne banunula isirayiri mukama nafe tusuka bisatu tuyingidde mu lukaaga leero tuyingidde mu lusanvu tuyingidde mu lunaana mukama kabakabakabaka saasira leero tusonyiwa mukama kugwanyiza okuyitibwa kwaffe tukakanye ku namulondo yo tukakanye wansi omukono gwo mukama sebakabakabakabaka kitaffe waggulu w'eggulu gy'osinzidde okutulaba bayibuli ekwogerako beefeesa essuula yokuna onyala omukaaga yegwe katonda omu kitaawe wa bonna ayita mu byonna ali mu byonna akola mu byonna kola naffe leero kola naffe leero omuyinza w'ebintu byonna kola naffe leero wulira eddoboozi lyaffe mukama yeffe uganda yeffe uganda mukama tugwanyiza okuyitibwa kwaffe ffe uganda mukama tukakanye wansi omukono gwo watusuubiza bikaba batuma essuula yokubiri asatu munaana ne mugamba n'otugamba mwenenye munaye bw'ekirabo ye mwoyo mutukuvu tuwandika emikono gyaffe mukama yeffe bana uganda tuteeka omwoyo wo livayive esobole otandika tuteeka omwoyo wo livayive etandike okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna kutandike owooluganda wandika akabonero k'okusalendali ngeri mukama emikono gibeera ebiri the hand of surrendering to the lord surrender the lord surrender the lord now is pouring his spirit otuleta yawaodi we request your holy spirit father because we cannot without him he says in Zechariah 4:6 not by might not by authority but by your power heavenly father we request your holy spirit today we request your holy spirit today because we cannot do without your spirit without your spirit leading us you told the disciples in Acts 1 that wait for the holy spirit and when he will give you when he will come he will give you power and you will be witness unto the whole world unto the whole world Acts 1:8 father we request you today we humble under your mighty hand we humble under your mighty hand we request your spirit to help us today up all us Lord up all us we are your nation father we are your nation father we told you according to Uganda motto we shall stand for you we shall stand for you heavenly father we give in our nation to you our nation to you according to Uganda national anthem our future and our nation is laid into your hands heavenly father heavenly father we are here we turn all our hearts according to national school prayer we turn all our hearts unto you oh father look what us today look what us today look what us today heavenly father we turn unto you we turn unto you according to Uganda national school prayer we embrace knowledge we embrace true knowledge we embrace true knowledge holy spirit lead us lead us lead us lead us lead us heavenly father we are for you we are for you we are for you we are waiting for you we are the Ugandan here we are the Ugandan you are not sorry you talked of in Isaiah 8:23 oh we are bringing our trumpet to the entire world calling them to serve the Lord we have believed to do your work we have about to do your work Father we magnify and lift you we glorify you in the Father we lift you on high we lift you on high above other gods for it is said in Jeremiah 11:11 that all the gods who never made the heavens and the earth will be no more but now stand the only God in Uganda to fill the earth with the knowledge of God and his glory we welcome you we embrace you and your knowledge We embrace you, Father, from above the heavens. For it is written in Job 28, verse 23 to 24, that you best from above all the heavens and see under your heavens and the earth. We glorify you today, for we know you are not far from us. Because you said in Jeremiah 23, verse 23 to 25, that you are not far from us. You fill the heavens and the earth. Fill the heavens and the earth with your power. Fill the anointing everywhere. For it is written in Psalms 139, verse 10, that your spirit is everywhere. We cannot run away from your spirit. Let him fill everywhere. Let him move in the world. Blessing in Uganda today. We are before you, Father. We are before you, Father. Father, from above the heavens, we humble under your Son, Jesus. We humble under your Son, Jesus, who is in the heavens and the earth. According to Matthew 28, verse 10, he said that have been given power in the heavens and the earth. Father, we glorify you because you gave power to Jesus and he's in the right hand. Your right hand interceding for us today. You can understand. Heavenly Father, we know Jesus is in the third heaven. According to 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 3. Oh, Jesus! Uphold us! Jesus! We are Uganda here for you. We are here for you. Jesus, we are here for you. Holy Spirit everywhere. We embrace you. We welcome you. Lead us in God's worldwide promise call.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.